This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out to our FM station up there in Reno, Nevada, 93.7, Eddie Floyd and Jay and company, and thanks so much for playing the program up there. We appreciate it. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, struggling tonight because of the wet, bad weather. We'll talk about that in the next hour or this hour sometime. Now, you've also got our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to point B and beyond, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers, thanks for tuning in, and our Amazon drivers out there in the road, like Covington, who's up north tonight someplace. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Facebook page, Third Watch, there on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us on the telephone, always a privilege, always an honor, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Check them out. They're on Facebook, as well as the host of Military Matters. And let's go right to the phone. And Colonel Wright, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Your audience awaits. They've been standing on that porch for an hour waiting on you to make an appearance, and here you are. Yep, they're jubilant. They're ready to go. They're jubilant. They can't hardly stand it, but there you go. So your supporters are here, and we're ready to go, and we're ready to say the pledge. How about you?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, sir, you probably saw him. Little old President Zelensky made a little trip to Washington, D.C. There are some people saying that he came here to literally beg for money. I think that could have been part of it. But I also believe there's another side to this. You want to hear it?
Of course, I'm always open to hearing the other
side. I think the Republicans wanted to meet with this guy face-to-face, up close, in person, before they take control. They wanted to hear what he had to say. They wanted to hear what his requests were, and that's why he was here. Not because of the Democrats, but because of the Republicans. That's my thought.
some of the Republicans, because some of the Republicans, just like the omnibus bill, are on board with the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the two key issues here on America's Third Watch are inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
The $1.7 trillion omnibus bill and this aid. He says, talk about Zelensky coming to beg for more dollars.
Yeah.
There are lobbyists that spend their lives in the halls of Congress that
beg for money.
The heck out of Zelensky because he doesn't have to beg for anything.
Right.
All he has to do is take his hat off, hold it out, and it gets filled up with
That's
all
right.
the money that he wants. And there are many Republicans that are on board with President Biden
yep.
saying, there is no end to what we will do for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We need to hear more of the alternative view to what we heard from Denise Simon on mm-hmm. that. And we got a little bit of it from your call in and the guy that joins you for lunch regularly. But that needs to be spoken a little bit more because on some counts, I don't think that Denise was entirely fair. I don't think she was entirely fair to Tucker Carlson and what I've read from him.
Mm-hmm.
In part because Denise, God bless her, I'm with her on the omnibus bill. But she's taking an opposite track when it comes to expending money that we don't have for a national security interest, which is not a United States vital national security interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vital national security interest of Europe.
Now let's
some of our NATO members of Europe, but not the United States.
Now let's
and
take
Tucker Carlson is not a as she insinuated, simply repeating Russian propaganda and Russian intelligence propaganda. Much of what Tucker has talked about, because Ukraine is not like North Korea
mm-hmm.
or even inside the Kremlin, where we have to guess at what is really going on. We know much of what is really going on within Ukraine. And to the truth is always somewhere in between, but I'm here to tell you the truth is closer to what Tucker has talked about than what was suggested by Denise. There are things, we both get it, in times of war, even our Constitution allows us to set aside some of our constitutional rights in times of war. But I will tell you, there are things, and we can't turn a blind eye to it, that have gone beyond what is essential for him to fight his war. But it is his war. It is the war of the Europeans. It is not our war.
Well, I'm not buying that the Ukrainian troops are firing on their own people, killing them. I do know the wars inside the cities. And we'll get into that when we come back because we've got to take a break.
We're talking about that, Captain. We're talking about some of the measures he's taken to set aside.
Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off by the thing here. Okay, we'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And oh, by the way, how about that flag? I wonder whose signatures those were on that flag. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Before I get back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, we are going to be talking about our friends at Moss Family Automotive, because the Moss Nissan division of Moss Family Automotive brings you this portion of the program. And, of course, their dealerships, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54 is where everything is headquartered out of. But they've got the store up in Crystal River. They've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side, two dealerships on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they've got the all-new dealership that I was up at yesterday in Brooksville at State Route 50 and just this side of the parkway, the toll road. And I was up there yesterday and talked to the folks a little bit. Ran into a lady from New York who, her son was a firefighter. She was very proud to show me his picture, and I was very proud to shake her hand and tell him thank you and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And they were listeners to the program. So we've got some friends up here, and hello to you guys and gals up here in Brookshire that are probably listening this morning. A couple ways they could hear us up there, by the way. They could hear us on Orlando up there, AM 950, The Answer, and FM 94.9. We heard both signals up there while we were sitting right there in the parking lot of Brooksville. That's number one. And we also heard our AM 860 answer up there. So a couple different ways they can hear us. So Moss Family Automotive, mossnissan.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to the Colonel. Colonel Wright, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. It's a Thursday, and we're going to go to the telephone line right away so I don't keep her holding. We got Mary in St. Pete on the line. Okay, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, good morning. This is the first morning I've heard the term Russian propaganda. I think I've been too busy looking at our own American government propaganda. When Zelensky supposedly has a $30 million home in Miami, Florida, that right there tells me that I don't believe a word this man is saying.
But that's not his home.
Whose home is it then?
It's owned by the Ukrainian government. It's their what they call their whatever it is, what they call
it. Well, it sounds like somebody's got a lot of money, kind of like the Vatican has a lot of money with
foreign,
all the gold.
Colonel, what do they call it? A foreign what?
It's kind of like an FSA or embassy.
Yeah, there you go.
It's similar like our embassies in nations around the world.
Okay, so go ahead, Mary.
And so I don't know who would be funding that, but I think I really think in looking at the whole thing that the American people are getting hosed all the way around. That's the way I feel about it, especially when you have the COVID pandemic. Something funny is going on, and it's not being talked about. Just as Tucker brings forth the border situation and Real America's Voice does as well, Ben Bergram is down there every day showing you what's going on, but nobody else is. And so I think the American public is getting hosed all the way around. Thank you.
All right. That's your opinion. What do you think?
Two things, Captain. One, I'm with you. There's no reason to believe, there's no evidence that Zelensky has done anything to kill his own people. And that's not the point, and that's not the point that Tucker made. And I will not go as far as what Mary said at the beginning, although in spirit I believe in what she's saying, to say that you don't believe a word that Zelensky says. Hey, we trust, but we verify. In fact, and she's right about one thing, it's become increasingly hard to trust our own government.
Yeah.
We got to the point where we have to verify what our own government tells us. So
yes.
I'm sure as heck going to do the same thing with our ally, Zelensky, somebody who we have an interest in winning the war against Russia for sure, but it's not a vested national security interest, and we don't need to go whole hog, as many are doing, in spending money that we don't have. And the benefit of the multi-industrial complex in many respects, because money drives so many things. And when it's money we don't have that's driving, that's terrible. And you got to quit dismissing guys like Rand Paul and others as being isolationists. That kind of labeling is ridiculous. I don't want to label Zelensky. I don't want to label guys like Rand Paul or Tucker Carlson. The truth is somewhere in between, and I'm sorry, right now, the truth is closer to those who are saying we need to be skeptical and we need to be careful about where spending our national wealth, particularly when you start to send over Patriot missiles with Americans on board to do the training.
Mm-hmm.
The irony that Biden, out of one side of his mouth, would say, we're not going to give them the fully capable HIMARS because we don't want to risk World War III by being able to reach deep into Russia. But on the other hand, we want to make sure that they get the Patriot missiles. And we're going to train them on how to do this. And, oh, by the way, there's no end to what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Is anybody pointing out the irony and the hypocrisy of saying that out of one side of your mouth and the other? Yeah. I don't hear it.
Yeah. And, by the way, I talked to the Admiral earlier about something totally different, but off air we were talking about whether or not there were actually some troops on the ground that were training the Ukrainians so they could be proficient in the weapons they were using, and of course they are. Of course they are. We got people there. Of course, we don't have a lot, but we got enough to be able to train them, and of course they're special operators. Now, you wanted to talk about the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, and that's kind of in limbo right now because of Senator Mike Lee, who's holding it up because of the the section, 42 over there in the Senate.
Yeah, Title 42 and the like.
Title 42, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've pointed out a lot of it over here, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the boondoggle stuff that has been invested into that by outgoing senators and the like. Yeah, that $1.7 trillion, thank goodness for the likes of Mike Lee. Then you compare and contrast that with the likes of the cave-in Republican McConnell, and I'm with you. McConnell's got to go.
Yeah.
We should have been on fire as genuine conservatives, being conservatives first, Republicans second.
Yep.
And called him to task so that he would not be the Senate minority leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's ludicrous. We are parceling away everything that we say we stand for and the founding fathers stood for on the behalf of negotiating and caving into the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. It's got to stop. And this nonsense and this honest bill has got to be done. We got a couple of weeks. We get through it. It's got to happen, which it drives me insane to see what's happening and how we're not calling folks to task as we should.
Well, we don't want that. But here's the other thing. Carrie Lake, I realize that she's trying to do what she can with her legal team. But, you know, here's the problem. States' rights and states' laws, once an election is certified, that's it. You're done.
There's
many states that are that way.
Powers instead of states' rights, but unfortunately, I think you're right. I don't think the good that will come out of that is we'll bring attention to what we all know to be true.
Yep.
Is that there are problems with our election system across the nation, not just in Arizona. It just came to light there, and so that is the good that'll come out. So I'm grateful that she's continuing to fight for that purpose only. But unlike you. Do I think it's going to come to an end? Do I think that the governor's race is going to be turned around in Arizona? No, I don't. I don't think it's going to happen.
Now, I will tell you that of all things in this budget bill, there is a provision called the Election Reform Act, which prevents state lawmakers from meddling with the results of an election after it has been certified, and it's included in this bill.
Well, let's take a look at this. Where did the founders, where does the Constitution put most of the reserved powers that have to do with
the states?
With the states, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we have government overreach on a national government level, mm-hmm. trying to take that away and take power over it. Hey, we need election and campaign finance reform. We need it everywhere. We need it in the free state of Florida as well. But that will make the problems worse, not better. Stop the insanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, again, though, you can't get any argument with me on those, but the country is upside down and backwards, and somebody painted it, instead of red, white, and blue, they painted it green, black, and purple.
Oh, Lordy. I don't know what color it is anymore. I feel like I've been in a watching Japanese animation or something like that, because I'm dizzy at what I see the colors doing that. I recognize red, white, and blue. I know what that means. I know what the country's founding principles are and what we're meant to be. I recognize that. But when you start throwing out this variety of rainbow colors at me, I get dazed and confused. And I got to keep my eye on the red, white, and blue and the America First agenda, because that will keep us focused in a way that we need to be.
And that's what you and I specialize in, is America First. And everything else comes after that, because, by God, if we're not going to look at the country and look and see what's going on, somebody's got to. The politicians aren't.
Amen, Captain Bruce. Amen.
All right. I will talk to you next week. But in the meantime, have yourself a great Christmas, unless I see you somewhere along the line.
All right, Captain. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. That's our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. and your support is crucial.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night, despite our own borders being threatened, former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty. Remember that? Remember that officer that called us from Atlanta? He was a sergeant that was working the night that situation happened up there at that Burger King? You never know who's going to call the show and who's going to talk to you. You never know. And that was one of those diamonds in the rough, and I've talked to that officer several times since, and also talked to some people up there in Valdosta, worked the police department up there. We get a lot of calls off-air that you don't hear about because of the fact that they are off-air, and they just want to call and say what they want to say for a few seconds and, you know, let us know they're listening, and we really appreciate them. We really appreciate them because, again, our police, our fire, brothers of the badge, that's what we call each other. Very happy to always talk to them. I'm very, very, I try to stand up for everything I can for when it comes to what the police have to do. Once in a while, there's a situation where you got to think through what's going on because some officer went rogue or something. But 99.9% of our police are A number one. 99.9. I'll go for further. 99.9999%. There you go. How you like that? And to our new acting chief here in Tampa, kudos. Kudos. Had the chance to meet him at the September 11th ceremony at Mission barbecue. He sat right there, right next door to us. We had a chat and talked the other day when I saw him. And really, you know, there's really some great people in the vicinity. You don't have to go very far to look to see where they're at. There's really some fantastic people in your hometown. So instead of trying to get out there and put your hometown down all the time, like some people try to do, why don't you just take a good look at the positives that are out there? You might be shocked to find out what's going on. So there you go. Now, got to talk about the weather before we go. I mean to tell you, holy cow, an Arctic, and this is the understatement of the year, an Arctic front will continue widespread dangerous cold with areas of blinding snow squalls and flash freezing over the central and eastern U.S. through the rest of the week and into the weekend. A strong winter storm will form on this front and bring blizzard conditions into plains. It's already doing it. The upper Midwest and the Great Lakes and the lake effect snow machine will kick in again. The eastern U.S. will see heavy rain, and it is right now in parts of New England, and high winds. It's seeing that, too, up there in upstate New York, over towards up north of Lake George and over into Vermont, in the northern part of Maine. Very high winds over there. Coming down the chute on I-90 in Massachusetts and up I-95 in Connecticut. Coastal flooding will be present ahead of the cold blast along the Atlantic side as well. But I'm telling you, right now I'm just going to go out to North Dakota, and I'm going to mention a couple things here. The wind chill factors are just totally out to lunch. Anywhere from 50 to 70 below zero, the further north you go, the colder it is with the wind. But if you're coming out of Montana along I-94 all the way over to Bismarck, they have a blizzard warning right now. Dropping down to Rapid City, on the right there on the line, coming out of Montana in Rapid City, South Dakota, and coming across a good 150 to 175 miles on I-90, you're going to have a blizzard warning. So you're not going to be going very far. And I've seen pictures of the traffic tonight from some of the cameras in the big rigs that are out there traveling. You can't see. You can't see. And if you can't see, you shouldn't be out there. Just my thinking. But they're poking along 15, 20 miles an hour, trying to do what they can to continue to move. But it's just so dangerous to do that. Somebody comes moving along doing 30, 35 miles an hour behind you because they think, well, I got 14 lights on and I can see everywhere I'm going. Yeah, right, sure. And all of a sudden, boom, you have a chain reaction and a huge one, and it wrecks everybody's life. So anyway, coming over into Minnesota, the Twin Cities south on down into Iowa, there's a blizzard warning in a number of locations there. Again, I-90, I-35, parts of I-94, right around the edge of Minneapolis, Duluth, snow, winter storm warning up there further north. I-80 in Iowa, across through the Quad Cities, blizzard warning there. Winter storm warning on down into Missouri tonight. Going down into Arkansas, you've got extremely cold temperatures. And once again, you have some freezing drizzle in a couple of locations there because the temperature is cold, but it's not cold enough to be all snow. And, you know, Jeff said something to me about it was -4 degrees. How can you have freezing drizzle? Because the air is trying to spit something out, Jeff. I've had it happen too many times in the cold temperatures. And you wind up with that crap that freezes up your mirrors and your antennas and your mirrors. Jeez. Anyway. But anyway, coming across Michigan, winter storm warning through the entire eastern side, east of Lake Michigan, for Michigan. Most of Indiana, winter storm warning. up along I-90 in the northern part of I-65 coming out of Indy, up to the lake, up to Gary, Indiana, winter storm warning. The winter storm warning continues along I-90 and I-80 all the way over into Pennsylvania, over towards the state line, Ripley. And then you've got kind of a mixture of rain, snow, and sleet from Ripley to Buffalo. A little bit more snow in the mix when you go over towards Syracuse, and all snow when you go north up towards Watertown. And some high winds up there in the Adirondacks tonight, where it's not, if it's not raining, drizzling, snowing, it's windy, very windy. That goes over into Vermont, that comes over into Connecticut, comes down into Massachusetts, western part of Massachusetts. Then you've got some rain up there coming out of the eastern part of New Hampshire and going up into Maine, running pretty much up to Nova Scotia. And then up there, that northern tip of Maine, you've got a rain-snow mix with high winds up there. Got winds, gale warnings, big-time gale warnings, all the way down through Nova Scotia, down to, let me see here, down all the way to Virginia. So keep that in mind. All righty, let's go back over to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike, Sarasota.
Hey, how's the weather down there?
Cold.
Beck. Okay, well,
it'll cold, be foggy.
All right. So how you doing today, sir?
Now, add your weatherman to the list in the morning there when you're thanking everybody, because this storm didn't happen overnight.
No.
They told us 2 weeks ago that it was coming.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And all them weathermen staying up late at night, tracking everything.
Yep.
That's drive safe, people. Drive safe.
Oh,
they
yeah.
You don't need speed. It's the holiday seasons.
And you know, here's...
That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, here's something they forget about. And I know you know where I'm going with this, and I'll mention this, and then I'll let you go. When we get the moisture in the air down here, and it gets down into the upper 20s, and it very well could be, these bridges like to freeze over.
Yes.
They got to be
concrete
careful.
Concrete freezes faster than asphalt.
They have to be careful on the bridges. Yep.
Yep, definitely.
All right, Driver Mike,
especially
you take
with the
care.
Foggy, too. Yep.
Truck them safe.
Drive safe, people.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you if I don't hear from you again.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, folks, you know, people forget about this, and especially the folks that have lived in Florida all their life. If we get temperatures that are going to be in the 20s, and we very well could see them, or colder, and the humidity causes the bridges to freeze, you are going to have ice when you hit a bridge. Now, if you hit a bridge up to speed, and you just tap the throttle, that's all, tap the throttle, the accelerator, you're gone. So keep that in mind when the temperatures get down around freezing. All right, I'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Now take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and we do mean that, and we got a little special something coming up here in just a second for everybody, so don't go anywhere. I want to remind everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has simply the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Everything they have is made in the United States of America, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that. Because made in America should mean something to everybody listening to this program. I'm so sick and tired of buying something, and it breaks, and you take a look and see where it was made because you forgot to look before, and somewhere in small print that you can barely make out, it says, made in China, or made in Bangladesh, or made in Vietnam, or whatever. Come on. Come on. Let's start putting this stuff, start making this stuff back here in America. I'm sorry. I mean, we've got plenty of people here that would do the work if they could just learn what it is they need to learn. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 1-412-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All right. Now, I got a treat for everybody today. I've played this before, but I haven't played it, you know, so far this Christmas season. And come Christmas Day, there's a group of people that are working or serving, and they don't ask for anything in return. Maybe a thank you, maybe a pat on the back, maybe an attaboy or attagirl. But that's about it. But I'm going to play a little bit of this song, and I'm going to play it again on Christmas, Christmas Eve morning, Saturday. I'm going to play this again in its entirety. But I'm just going to play about a minute of this song and let you just ponder what the words are and what this is all about. And then just think about the people that are serving our country, either as first responders or in the military, that can't be home with their loved ones. Listen to this. This is really done very well.
We hold so dear. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all the heroes. For those who serve their country, for the son who's coming home, for the one who laid down his life, whose sweetheart is left alone. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all the heroes.
All righty, that is just a little piece of what we're going to have come Christmas morning, or listen to me, I'm doing this again. New Year, Christmas Eve morning. This is called Merry Christmas to All the Heroes, and you can get this on the internet. It's free. Anybody can play it. You can play it at your gatherings or whatever, and I would strongly recommend it, especially if you're a military or first responder family, because it applies to both, and I made sure the way I did it, it applies to both, because you got to remember these people that are out there that just don't, they just don't have an opportunity to stand up on that day and say much of anything. And by the way, the worst thing that can happen is you get a man down call, or you get a call pertaining to heart attacks or strokes around the family. Those are calls that just tear at you. You never forget them. And as I was talking with the Admiral a little while ago, yeah, we see things every day as first responders, every day, sometimes way too much. By the way, we're going to do a little social check here. Let's see. Where is the guy?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Uh-oh. There he went by the window again. Oh, wait a minute. That was Ken. Hey, Ken, are you Santa? I think Ken is Santa. He's got the Santa hat on over there. All right, well, I think I found Santa, folks, so if you want to know where he's at, he's over here by the airport, probably practicing touch and goes or something. But, you know, we have too much fun some days, and I just need to tell you that it is Christmas time, and you try to lighten things up a little bit instead of going after the jugular all the time. But some things you just gotta let loose on. For example, Ron DeSantis great governor, greatest governor ever, in my opinion, promoting a bill to stop the zombie unions. Now, you probably don't know what that means if you haven't been in the union, but it's a union that you don't see or hear from until they take the money out of your wallet and or out of your paycheck, and then you know they're there. And they're taking money from some of the teachers' paychecks that are not members of the union for different things, and supposedly, if you're not a member of the union, and you're not a closed shop, and you're in a right-to-work state, well, they're not supposed to be able to take that money away from you. But they are. So how do we stop that? Well, with a governor like Ron DeSantis is going to make sure we pass legislation that says you can't do it under violation of law and a big penalty. So to that, I say I'm all for it. Because we are, after all, a right-to-work state. A lot of people might not know that because they haven't bothered to check lately. Or whatever. All right, well, let's try something here. Let me get over here to my little sound panel. Because I got somebody on the phone that's chomping at the bit, ready to go. But he's gonna be nice today because he wants to be like Santa. He wants to give out toys and goodies to all the kids and whatnot. So let's see here. Let's see if I can get this going. So we'll get this going, and we'll bring him in. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down into business. Boss, I want to be nice, okay? No one loves Jesus more than me, not even Tim Tebow, okay? The Holy Son of God. That's why we get up at these ungodly hours to fight the left, because the left don't sleep. The left don't love Jesus, okay? You don't want to go to Christmas at a Democrat's house because you'll get a cold, okay? Because they're not in love with the Holy Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who laid his life down. He said to Pilate, no man takes my life. I lay it down freely. This commandment hath been given to me of my Father in heaven. Okay? Just let you know Jesus has dominion on the earth as he does in heaven. And then the Father raised him after he shed his blood. He's guilty of nothing, like Donald Trump. Guilty of nothing. But still they want to crucify the guy. They want to hang him. They want to make up something. I want those people on January 6th out of jail. I want you Supreme Court idiots not having a meal until they get out of jail, okay? I don't want them in jail one more day, period, okay? I want justice for the 13 soldiers that died in Afghanistan, those military men that laid their life down when they got a stand-down order and they died right there, okay? I want justice for the American people who are getting sold out by this president to China and to Russia, sending our money all over God's creation and not even helping our own people. Okay, that's why I'm standing up for. I want justice for our cops who are getting run over and told that, you know, defund the police. Okay, that's what I'm standing up for. I'm standing up for the Holy Son of God who we laid our lives down for this country. Okay, and shed our blood so that you could have freedom like Ron DeSantis gives in Florida. You can do what you want to do.
You're going to get cut off, Todd.
In Jesus' name, take you.
All right, he just cut off. Got cut off, but that's okay. Appreciate his message, and it's a good one. And, again, we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a lot of fun. The closer we get to Christmas, the more fun we have, because we get with the season. Jesus is the reason. I'll be back tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.